How have you been lately?
Me well. It's been rather nice of me. Unfortunately, though...
Yeah, you broke my mirror, Fred.
I was just going to comment on that myself. Oh, I know I did, but I hope you'll excuse me. My two sons have promised to make an inventory for you. Make up a little of these
letters. Inventory? That mirror has been in my family for 50 years. You think a foolish inventory will make up for 100 years it's been in my family?
Oh, that's what your home needs. It needs a wrecking crew to clean up the debris of 10,000 years!
What are you talking about? You're insulting my home!
The bastard! Produced by Robert Johnson.
Inspector, you were found near the bullet-riddled body of Harold Perpetrius. We have reason to believe you have a motive for killing him.
Do you? Well, I want to tell you now that I have nothing to do with his death. I was standing there talking to him and somebody killed him. A sniper.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, I tell you that won't hold water, sir.
He would be mean won't hold water.
Just what he said. It won't hold water. You're gonna hang! Hang! Your neck's gonna snap like a twig for murder, you little bastard. Bastard! Now, did someone call us? What the bastards?
Yeah, I'm the Boston, yeah. This is me, yes, I am the bastard. The second bastard. There was a man in a diving suit, and he was on 45th Street, and he killed the man, you see.
Yes, that's how we came into the case.
And, we were employed by this man, John... Oh, John, I don't know his last name. And, he wanted us to find...
Let's go to Cairo. Is there something I can do for you?
Yes, my name is Bastard. John Bastard.
And what do you want?
There's something I'd like you to get off your chest. Where is Robert Lion Man? Speak up, darling. I can't hear you.
Oh!
What's wrong? You've been shot! What do you make of it, Inspector? Can I call my brothers in? My brothers, the bastards?
No, not at the present time. Don't call your brothers in now.
Well, I don't want to insult them. If I call them bastards, they might take offense.
But, goodbye now, Howard. You can go now, okay? Goodbye. Bye.
If you call me, just... If you ever need me,
right, I will.
Call me. My name is Bastard.
Yes, John.
Bastard, you know.
Right, I know, Mr. Baba.
You know me, so...
Yeah, okay.
If you ever need me, call me.
Okay,
Bastard.
Okay, bye, Bastard. Oh, yes.
All right. See you now.
And you.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Yes, I did. Well, when is the next payment due?
The next payment? But I gave you the payment already. You know I gave you the payment.
Don't know what you're talking about.
You did not give me the payment. You delayed too long. And I tried to kill you. I got your friend instead, unfortunately. But I would have shot you. And I will shoot you unless you pay. Or else we will reveal everything to the police.
He revealed everything, but you wouldn't dare. You wouldn't dare.
Wouldn't we? Or couldn't we?
The bastard.
Are you the bastard?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we are, aren't we, boys?
You have to help me. You see, the police inspector is not an inspector. He's a blackmailer.
Blackmailer?
And he's... He's going to kill me! Because I haven't paid him in a week!
What do you make of that, Frank? Fred? Harry? Larry? I'll have you as my assistant. The other boys can stay in their stupor, in their little cubicles. We won't awaken them this week, all right?
You won't.
Now, what is this you were saying, sir, about someone threatening
you? He's going to kill me now. You see, I had some payments to deliver to him, and I didn't pay them up. So he said he's going to kill me. He killed my friend. That man, he killed him.
Killed him, eh?
Yes!
Don't know what you're talking about, there.
Go!
What's wrong?
It's poison! What on earth
do you mean?
It's poison! Oh, my... Oh, a little time pill exploded in my stomach. Go, bastards.
Who should we see? Who should we see?
Yes, meow. Please be talking.
Who should we go see, Frank?
Well, you've seen the police inspector.
All right. Hello, my name is Bastard, John Bastard. And, I'm here on a little matter of... You've been accused of being a blackmailer, Inspector.
I have. Fancy that.
Yes, yes, it is a rather good charge, I know, but...
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you do.
That's good for Susan.
I think you know what we're talking about, and,
I think we have our man, Inspector.
Yes, I think so, too. It's been a good session of about 22 years in the San Quentin.
Why give the state expense, you know? Why have the state pay? Why not get rid of him now?
Hey, yeah, that's a good idea there.
You know, if God had wanted man to go to prison, he would have given him...
He would have given him a parachute. The window?
The window. Goodbye, Inspector.
No! Stay away! No!
Oh, look at him bounce on the windows! Poor old chap.
Oh, what a disgusting sight.
However, so winds up another case. We might as well, you know, collect our fee from whoever it is we're going to collect it from, right?
Right.
So ends another case.
Another case for the Bastards.
The Bastards, or Da Bastards, whichever you prefer, copyright 1972 by Sick Man Productions. Written by John Holm. The end. Taped at Arizona, USA.
The Bastards, whichever you prefer. Presented through cooperation with QRX Incorporated.